Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise coming to you from Forgotten Word Ministries. We've been talking the last couple of days about Halloween, demons of Halloween, Satan, which is all involved in Halloween. And should we, should we celebrate it as Christians? Should we allow our kids to become involved in it in any way, shape, or form? Should they participate? And that's what we've been talking about. Yesterday we talked a little bit about demons. I'm going to finish up a little bit here real quick on that. Because you realize that demons are real, and we can have a real serious problem with them if we allow it. But one of Satan's cleverest devices I was talking about is to cause division among Christians over just such a subject as, can a Christian have a demon? Because one side, as I said yesterday, one side refuses to believe that a Christian can have a demon, while the other side sees demons in everything they look at, it seems like. Both sides are extreme, but if we look to God's Word, we can find a balance, folks, and that's what we have to learn to do. Everything in life comes back to one simple thing. Look to God's Word to find the balance. Look to God's Word to find what's going on, what's the truth. That's where you're going to get it. So to answer the question, can a Christian have a demon? We need to understand the two main causes of a Christian's problem. First problem is what Paul calls, the flesh in Romans 8, 5 through 8. Let's see. Hang on here. Romans 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Well, the flesh is defined here, folks, as the carnal mind, and it's spoken of as an enmity with God. The carnal mind is in the soul of man. After a Christian experiences a new birth, he's a new creature, I'm reading this one paragraph, and I always screw up when I'm trying to read instead of talk. So after a Christian experiences a new birth, he is a new creature. However, he finds he still has the problem of walking in the flesh instead of the Spirit. His mind has not been renewed yet by the Word of God, so unless he reckons the old man dead when tempted, he fails God and gives in to his flesh. To maintain a walk in the Spirit, one must totally dedicate his life to God and continually choose the path of God. The flesh of man is under Satan's dominion, that is, it is part of the old Adamic nature from Adam. The flesh and the world are under Satan's influences, folks. So what we're saying here is that when we sin, we've yielded to an attack by Satan in an indirect way, and we don't even know it. It just happens because we've allowed it to happen. Romans 6:16 says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves, servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." The way to get rid of the devil in these instances is to submit to the Lord and resist Satan so that he will flee. That's in James 4:7. We are to crucify the flesh and choose God's way in this situation and in every situation. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. That's in Galatians 5:24. So see, these demons, folks, they're real. No matter what we think, they're certainly there. We can defeat them. We can do it. Remember in Scripture, to show you about the demons, it says, they seek to enter the bodies of mortals or beasts, and their work is greatly enhanced when hidden in the bodies of men. And in Mark 5:12, it says, "And all the devils besought him," now we're talking about Jesus, "saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them." You see what they wanted? They was real, and he put them into the swine and then run them off the cliff. So you got to understand that these demons are real. They're not a joke. They never have been a joke. They shouldn't be a joke. They shouldn't be nothing to joke about. They should be just exactly what we're saying here. They're demons. They work for Satan. They will harm you. They will ruin your life. They will destroy you if you let them. Now, we've talked about Halloween. We've talked about the demons. But who's this all centered around? And it's all centered around Satan. And is Satan real? Well, then we got to ask ourselves the question, you know, see what the Bible says about Satan. Who is Satan? Well, 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." See, Satan's got devices, folks. He's slick. He's sharp. He's like a sly as a fox. He'll fool you. He'll con you. He'll lie to you. He'll cheat. He'll sneak. He'll do everything. He has no morals. Do you understand that, what I'm saying here? There's no fair play with Satan. He don't play fair. He's a liar and a cheater. And he's going to do anything he can do to win, no matter who it hurts, and no matter what soul gets, he just don't care. He only cares about himself. He knows he's got short time on this earth. He knows that. So he's going to do everything he can in any way he can, with any tool he can, with any trick he can. So, you know, we got to know who Satan is. Well, the name Satan comes from a Hebrew word, folks, signifying an adversary, an enemy, or an accuser. In God's word, we've read and understand, we discover that Satan is God's enemy and is against all for which God stands for. He's the arch enemy of God, folks. That's who Satan is. Surprising as it may seem to some of you folks, Satan was not always evil. You realize that? You hear what I'm saying? Satan was not always evil. I know that's hard to believe. How somebody that's as evil, as sick, and well, the best word for it is evil. I mean, you know that it is. Evil's the worst. How can somebody be like that now, but not was like that before? You know what I'm saying? Well, in the beginning, he was an angel created in perfection of beauty and beauty. That's the way it was. He was. Angels were given a will with a free moral choice, and Lucifer, which Satan's name before he was cast out of heaven, that was what his name was in heaven. He chose to do evil, and he rebelled against God. He was cast out of heaven down to the earth because of his sin. His present domain is limited to the earth and hell. You see where I'm going here? Just like Adam was given a free will with a free moral choice. You see what I'm saying? Adam and Eve both had that same choice also. And what did they do? They sinned also, and they were punished. And we are because of them. So see, same with Lucifer. He was cast out of heaven. Excuse me, I've got a terrible cold, so I apologize, folks. I really honestly do for that. The sniffing and stuff's just kind of not good to hear, and I apologize for that. So, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Isaiah 14:12-15. You know, Satan's sins were pride and covetousness. He always coveted everything God had. He wanted it and he desired it. And his pride got in his way, and he screwed up. He desired God's throne. And because of that desire, he set his will against God. Against God's will, and that's a conflict, folks. No doubt in my mind. Of course, God wins because God is God. Satan should have understood that from the beginning. He picked an adversary he couldn't beat. He ain't no way of whipping him. It's a war of man. Satan can't. I shouldn't say man. It's a war Satan can't win. Five times he said, "I will," in that portion of scripture I read from Isaiah, and then. This is still man's sin today. The refusal to do God's will with the same attitude of I will. I this, I that, I can do this. I don't need any help. This is not that. I can handle it. I've heard that before. Is there anything you need to talk about? Is there, you know, you need some help? No, I can handle it. I can handle it. You know, it's between me and God, or it's between me and this, or it's just between me and the wife, or whatever. me and my workplace, whatever it might be, but, you know, we can handle it because I got this power, you know. But, you know, Satan chose to rebel, and it brought him down to hell. Men, now listen to me, men are making the same choice today, and those who rebel will ultimately go down to the pit, which is hell with the devil. Amen. You hear me? If you're going to rebel and make the same stupid choices like Satan did, you're going to go to hell and be with Satan. There's a way out of that, and you know it. And that's to accept Jesus Christ. But that's the choice, folks. Now listen to me here. Lucifer had been gifted with beauty, and he had walked upon the holy mountain of God. You listen to me? But even with all this, he was not content with his position by trying to usurp God's authority. Sin entered into him when he attempted to overthrow God's kingdom. And that's where he screwed up. Thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence. And thou hast sinned, therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, and they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. And they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. And that's in Ezekiel 28:12-19. And from them verses, you can see that God did not create Lucifer evil, but he made him perfect by Satan's own choice. He became evil and was cast out of heaven. So, see, Satan is a real being. Satan is real. He's got a lot of power. He really does. But we can defeat him. He was cast out of heaven. Remember that he's only limited power, though. Nevertheless, he does have a lot of power. And those who don't know him and his devices, they'll inevitably become his victims because they don't realize how much power he has. He's got power, the demons, the third of the angels of heaven followed Satan out of heaven when he got thrown out. They were thrown out too. And they have since become evil spirits due to their choice. They now roam the earth with Satan as their leader and master. So see, you gotta understand, folks, Satan is real and the demons are real. You can't see them, but they're real. And they're all down here on this earth. And that's who we're fighting against. And we don't realize, it's because we as humans, we can't see it. Therefore, we don't believe it. We're all a bunch of doubting Thomases. We got to realize that this stuff is real. It's going to kill us if we don't understand. And by having our children participate in Halloween and things of that nature, we're opening the door to all these little attacks that the demons can bring upon these kids. They get into their minds so easily. Kids are so easily influenced. And that's what we have to be careful about. So I want you to understand there's a lot going on here, with a lot more than just this Halloween holiday, a lot more than just this celebration. Listen, time flies when you're having fun. We must be having a blast. Let's gotta go. We'll see you in the morning. God bless each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Amen to the Lord.